crisis and begin rationing has prompted public protests and domestic online complaints. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports the anger is on full display.
Peaceful protesters chanted, "Police, support us," in major cities in Iran. A large group blocked traffic on a major highway in Tehran on Saturday, the first day of Iran's working week, calling for police to join them as the season's first snow fell. A large crowd in the city of Kermanshah also demonstrated and later drew tear gas fire from police. Iran announced the cuts to gasoline subsidies on Friday without any prior warning. The demonstrations put new pressure on the government of Iran's relatively moderate President Hassan Rouhani. As parliamentary elections loom, Rouhani has been trying to pitch Iran on the idea of staying in his landmark 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The accord is unravelling after President Donald Trump withdrew the US from it over a year ago, raising tensions across the wider Mideast. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A car bomb exploded today in a northern Syrian town held by Turkish-backed fighters. First reports said at least 12 people were killed and several others were wounded. The area has been plagued by a number of blasts over the past month after Turkey began a military operation against Kurdish fighters it considers terrorists, who charge they have been abandoned by the United States. Voters in Sri Lanka are going to the polls today to elect a new president. The top contenders are former Defense Secretary Gotabaya Rajapaksa, the brother of a former president, and Sajid Premadasa from the governing Liberal United National Party. Muslim voters traveling by bus to polling stations in northern Sri Lanka were attacked by gunfire and stones and blocked by burning tires before the polls opened. There were no reported injuries, and police are said to be investigating. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel says it carried out airstrikes on Hamas in Gaza today, despite Thursday's ceasefire agreement.